Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Hard to believe that it was last weekend, but man, last weekend my daughter's wedding happened in Vegas.
She's officially married.
Yeah, it was a great time. I was dreading the whole thing because I didn't want to screw anything up. We made the successful trip from California to Nevada in the car.
I saw the Instagram posted that you showed up with the toaster.
Brought the toaster. That was a big thing.
Okay, was the toaster used?
Oh yeah. It was a big hit, let me tell ya.
Okay. With who? You?
With me, with all my bridesmaids, really? With my mom. Oh yeah.
So wait, no toaster in the room besides the one that they brought?
No, there was no toaster and
there was no
microwave either. So
wow.
I wish that I'd asked for a microwave as well.
I had an air fryer, a microwave.
Had a Traeger. Let's get that going.
I had a balcony. Boy. I had my own personal sushi chef. You guys had the wrong Planet Hollywood room, apparently.
I guess so.
Gordon Ramsay was my roommate. He was just cooking me burgers the whole time.
Wow.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
It was amazing. We only had one bed, but we made it work.
Yeah. That's a hell of a room, man. You know what? I'll tell you, that Priceline did you right, Steve.
Gordo, man. That's Travelocity that made it happen.
Oh, yeah. Travelocity.
It's the Travelocity special when Gordo gets to hang out with you.
So here's the thing. We were there for two reasons. The first reason, the main reason, was to get Sarah married.
Yes.
But the other reason is that, you know, usually what happens when somebody gets married, they turn to the other sibling and go, hey, when's it going to be your turn? But the problem is you got to at least be able to get dates before you can even think about this. So that was the second thing on the agenda in Vegas, was hoping that, you know, Joe could find a lady. And the ultimate wig man, is that what we're calling Danny? Because I'm not sure this is really...
I mean, he's there.
Yeah, he's there.
I've gotten farther than anyone else has, apparently.
I'd say he's the icebreaker.
He's not the cooler. He's the icebreaker.
I am wearing the icebreaker hoodie today.
Perfect. He's the icebreaker. Sometimes though, Joe drowns because the ice has been broken.
Well, so. Joe had horrible betting. Danny was there at the time. Again, Joey's never had such a horrible Vegas experience when it comes to gambling because Joe's really, he does pretty well. He's usually up after every trip, but Danny's the cooler.
Look, okay, maybe Joe's not very successful with any of that, but was Joe successful with at least being a good groomsman? Okay.
Whoa.
Wow.
I thought I was in the room with all the groomsmen who were getting ready. He seemed to be okay there.
Yeah, I mean, he showed up and he was dressed in the right outfit. So I guess that's really, you know, all I could wish
for. What more did you want?
I mean, he was sunburned. He had no voice.
He
was wasted, like the entire, he was either wasted or hungover. So he was either like really, really happy or like hating his life.
Yeah, or a combo platter.
Yeah. I did hear one of those was your fault, though. Him getting hungover or drunk.
Nothing is ever my fault. I'm the bride, okay?
She's the bride, Vicky. What is wrong with you?
Yeah, excuse me?
Yeah, I heard that, the night before the wedding, the night that you told him not to get drunk, he got drunk on your watch.
He got something, that's for sure. Might as well. Yeah, he was like, oh, I was taking shots and shots. I'm like, just because alcohol's there doesn't mean you need to consume it, brother.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was the rule. It's Vegas.
I thought that was your rule.
Now, here's the thing, man. You know, Sarah, in your brother's defense, the entire groomsmen party, it was just, I mean, they had
fair
flasks, they had everything. They were, the alcohol was flowing. Nobody had a chance. Even I had too much to drink, and I was like, guys, here I am stumbling down the aisle, and I'm like, these guys just are pouring alcohol down my throat. They don't understand. I got to get Sarah down the aisle without knocking her into the crowd.
Yeah, people were worried about me and my girls. We should have been worried about the other side.
You really That's should've. True.
I have to say, your girl, the girls, they were not like as crazy as I think I anticipated from the bachelorette party pictures and all that. Like, they were on their best behavior.
You missed some of the dance floor action.
Until afterwards. We said I do and everything, then they let loose. Which is fair, because they know if they had been like the groomsmen before, I would have killed them all.
Yes.
So they knew, okay, we have one job. Sarah has to say I do, and then balls to the wall.
And then
let's
they
go.
Say I do to all the alcohol.
Exactly.
Twerking.
Exactly.
Fair. Yes.
That's how it should have been for everyone. But,
so the big question, though, is that we know that Sarah had a very successful wedding. It was a beautiful, fantastic wedding, and everybody loved it. Mm-hmm. But we got to wonder, did Joe find a lady? And here is
Sin
Joe
City.
Sin City. So to set this whole thing up, here is Joe and Danny talking.
Hey, Joe.
What up, yo?
How you doing?
Well, I don't have a voice, so.
So we're here for Sarah's wedding, and we're in Vegas.
Yeah, we are. That's right.
Do you see any women you'd like to hit on?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any specific lines that you're going to use this trip?
Yeah. I have a great line. It's, what should I do with all this money and cocaine?
All right. Oh, that's the Ryan Castle line.
Okay.
That's the Ryan Castle line.
If you use those, I'm going to guarantee that it did not work.
Yeah, that is wow.
I do not remember this.
Oh, really? That's a shock, considering your state the entire wedding time.
You sound very sober in this song.
Really? Sure, he surely does. Sober. Well, there's a woman named Nicole, and that is the first attempt that Joe has with this fine woman named Nicole.
Hey, Joe, how you doing?
I am so good right now. Wow.
So good? So we're here with Nicole, and Nicole is ready for you to hit on her. Are you ready?
Ready.
Am I ready? I don't know if I'm ready.
Yeah.
Okay, Nicole.
That voice.
This is on the spot. I have nothing.
Give me one pickup line, Jeff.
Okay, do you want the other? You really caught me off guard here, Danny.
I know, it's great.
Nicole, do you have pet insurance?
Yeah, why?
You're supposed to say no. Nicole, what should I do with all this money and cocaine?
What?
I got nothing.
Oh my god!
Show my day tonight.
Where was that supposed to go?
Nicole, do you like a smoker's voice? Because apparently this is a no smoking area.
He almost killed Nicole.
What in the? What was? If she said no, I don't have pet insurance. What were you gonna say?
I can't. It's not FCC friendly.
Oh.
Something about what do you want to put a wiener schnitzel somewhere? That's not good.
Wow.
Oh boy.
That went.
Wow. That. Whoa.
That might have been your best attempt ever.
Thank you.
Yeah.
With the lack of voice.
And then I don't even know what kind of
nothing.
Yeah, the voice you were trying to do with your lack of voice. I don't even know. That was something.
Oh my gosh, I just saw Vicky Googled what the answer is to do you have pet insurance? And wow.
Oh really?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's just say.
Good thing she said yes, right?
Yeah. Damn.
You might have gotten slapped.
I got you.
Okay, that is. Oh, really? You're going to be violent with that feline. Okay. Yeah,
it is cuddly kitten day, so I can understand why you would say something like that.
You could have used that both ways, actually, Joe. You could, a yes still could have given that line. Because either way, it's like, oh, it's a good thing you do, because I'm about to be violent to that feline.
Do you expect him to be that quick on his feet with the way that he sounds?
No. Not
or
at all.
Never in general.
I just love that the end. He's like, no, well, you weren't supposed to say that. There goes the feline time.
I love you. Like, I got a bunch of money and coke. Okay.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that was only his first attempt, okay?
That's fair.
Again, Sarah got married in Vegas, and we knew that was going to, you know, that went off without a hitch. That was wonderful, successful.
That was very smooth.
It did.
But did Joe get any action in Vegas? Let's see with a woman named Rose.
No, we're here with Rose.
Rose. Hi, Rose.
Hi. What's your name?
Joe.
Hi, Joe.
My recent Yelp review says that I'm a really good guy, but I'm also a really bad boy.
Oh, that would be great if I would have heard all of it.
Danny, I don't think she heard. Should I say it again?
Okay, yeah, say it again.
No.
Rose.
What? Loud, loud.
Rose. I can't talk. This doesn't work if I can't talk. Rose, my recent Yelp review says I'm a really good guy, but it also says I'm a really bad boy.
That sounds like you should probably go and read those reviews, and I will too. Bye.
Ouch. That was one star.
I love that you had to go, Danny. That's not going to help your case.
Why are you trying to reason with Drunk Joe? Drunk Joe has no idea what's going on.
Fair, fair, yeah.
Danny.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Danny is, I'm not sure Danny's really the guy that's the right man for this job either, Joe. But do you know what? Third time's a charm, right? How about this? And this person has a very familiar voice.
Hey, Joe. I got another girl for you here at Hit On. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah, let's go.
No, are you ready? Are you ready for your lines?
Yes.
All right, what's your name?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Steve. Give your best pickup line to Steve.
What?
Steve. Your head looks really bald. Is the rap?
No, you know it's me. Yeah.
Wait, is the rest of you bald?
Joe and I are gonna leave now.
This is the kind of night I want to have.
This is my kind of party.
Let's go.
Let's go back to my hotel.
I don't know what's happening anymore, but Joe just. And scored.
I mean, that one works. I'm gonna have sex with you tonight.
Yeah, we did it.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, it happened.
Got one.
I have zero recollection of any of this happening. When did we record this?
That was at the reception.
That's
wow,
yeah. Boy, is that a shot?
Oh yeah. My God. That was literally at the wedding. That's hilarious. Yeah.
Was that before the shots or after the shots? I'd like to hope that it was after the shots.
I want to say it's in the middle of the shots.
Oh,
I think we took two, and then we went outside, recorded it, and then we went and took more shots.
That's amazing. What a night.
Yeah.
Joe, I like that. That was a good one.
Yeah.
You guys have to watch video pictures to remember just what a night it was.
I do like how Joe just goes, you know it's me, right? And Joe's like, wait, let me finish. Because he couldn't get it out.
If only we could have found a bald woman for you to say that same pickup line, too. Ooh,
yeah. Perfect.
That was your best pickup line.
That's a great line.
Oh, my God.
Well,
I had to pull over dying of laughter. OMG, Joey, what is going on, bro? Ha ha.
Like, you got to take your shots, man.
Yeah. I feel like there's going to be some space between weddings in my life.
Yeah. I mean, that might have been the last wedding you're going to attend for you. I think Sarah's going to be in there for the long haul with Johnny Roberts.
Yeah.
I sure hope so.
The only way you're going to get to another wedding, I think, is if it didn't work out.
I'm trying to figure out, like,
get married again.
Yeah, I don't know anybody in my life that I'm going to get invited to weddings, really. I don't think Vicky's going to get married anytime soon. No prospects. Well, wow. I mean, I see no prospects. Danny, I don't know. Danny might be my best shot.
Nah, we're good.
Oh, never mind.
The wedding on the horizon.
Oh, okay. Well, that's it, Steve.
Well, the closest thing is the pack's still going, you know, when I turn 40.
That's
7 years.
Yeah. The double whammy.
Are you really wanting to keep this pack going when you hear the game on this guy? Are you sure you want to? There's got to be an out clause for you, right, Vicky?
Well, that'll give her confidence in knowing that if he's out with the fellas, that there's no chance.
Oh, good point. Oh, right. Yeah, he will be. Yeah, I mean, that's.
You're going to stay out all night? Get home whenever. That's fine. I don't care.
I think my wife never worries about me because she knows I have the same level of game.
Although I might have to go back to Vegas and marry something. And that's the hamburger that I had at Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, yeah. It was so good.
BJ, I swear, I have been thinking about this burger every day.
I never since got gotten, there.
I've texted Danny about
I
this
never
burger.
Got there. I'm so jealous to hear that.
It was legitimately the greatest burger, and it's a vegan burger, the one I had. So I don't even know like what the actual beef burgers would be like, because Danny had one.
I can say that I had the beef burger with Steve, and the beef burger was also fantastic.
This vegan burger was better than any burger, even during my meat-eating days, dude. This was, it was called the Viva Vegan Burger, and it was like a spiced plant-based patty, and it had like eggless garlic mayo, but it was on another level. And the thing, I took a picture of it, not even to share, but I took a picture of it just so I could like every once in a while lovingly look at this.
Boy, that's amazing.
I took one bite and I looked at Danny. I'm like, oh my gosh, dude. I almost ordered a second one just to have on the plane.
Yeah.
You should have.
I should. I honestly am mad at myself that I didn't. I want to go back to Vegas. Just so I could go back to Gordon. I've been looking online, like, what's the closest Gordon Ramsay restaurant that I had?
Is it Vegas?
It's Vegas or Chicago. Yeah. So, Vegas is a better chance. I've never had a burger so great.
I also heard we missed out on the shakes, too.
Oh.
Yeah, afterwards, I went and met up with Joe and one of his friends, and his friend's like, did you have the shake there? And I was like, no. Like, and he's like, you need to try the shakes. Go back.
They flame char the they creme brulee it.
Apparently, it's an Oreo cream brulee shake. Whoa. They had for one of the days. Yeah.
And I was thinking because Gordon Ramsay has a steakhouse, I think, in the Cosmopolitan or somewhere, one of the restaurants around there. So he's got another steakhouse outside of Planet Hollywood. And I thought, well, all right, we got the burger joint in the Planet Hollywood, but the steakhouse is probably amazing. And you guys are just, I'm so jealous. I should have done it.
Yeah, it was just a whim thing. I was like, okay, I got to get on a plane, but I had a little bit of time. So let me just kill some time by going to eat somewhere, sit down. But I didn't want to leave the hotel. So I was like, Gordon Ramsay it is. And my gosh, dude. Like, I wish I could tell him. I want to like write him.
Well,
tweet him.
I should.
Actually, he responds a lot on TikTok.
Oh, nice.
Does he? Yeah. Then I got to get on TikTok.
I was literally on my way to Sarah's farewell brunch that morning, but it wasn't happening for another 45 minutes, and I was like starving. So Steve texted me and was like, "Let's get the burgers," and I was like, you know, I haven't tried the burger place yet, so I can eat twice. So I went and had a burger, and then I get a text from Joe, and he's like, yeah, the brunch didn't happen. It's a good thing you stopped and got a burger.
The brunch didn't happen?
It happened, but it happened at a different location. Wicked Spoon was packed, and there was
you had no reservations?
Yeah. Oh, you can't make reservations at Wicked Spoon.
Oh, so you guys are just going to post up.
Sunday, one of the most popular brunch spots in Vegas, would be busy.
Y'all should have came to Gordon Ramsay's.
I guess so.
And it was in the hotel.
Oh, so
dude,
good.
Shout out to Cafe Hollywood, which was also in the hotel. Because I went to them, said, I got a party of 16 people. Is there any chance at all? Because it was crazy March Madness.
Yeah.
And they made it happen.
They did.
And I just walked in. And I said, I'm staying at the hotel. And, dude, you know, you had a great burger. I had one of the best Loco Mocos I've ever had. And I've been to Hawaii and had a lot of great Loco Mocos in Hawaii. The Cafe Hollywood Loco Moco, what they did with the sauce they threw on top of the burger and the egg. Dude. That was legit, but I'm still jealous of the Gordon Ramsay burger.
Well, then I guess we need to go back and relive the wedding.
Yeah,
let's do it.
What are we doing next weekend?
Gordon Ramsay, baby.
Whoa. The bride is still recovering, y'all.
Yeah.
Give me a few more weeks.
I don't mind doing every 5 years like you suggested, though, Sarah.
I can't wait 5 years for this burger, BJ.
Yeah, I know, but it really was a wonderful event, and man... Oh, we got to get some the pictures that Sarah and J Rubs took in the Bellagio, where they had this beautiful, gorgeous flower display. You couldn't ask for a better backdrop to take your pictures.
Yeah,
and it was all right. Vegas. I'm telling you, man, if you want it, they got it. And it really, what a great destination. And I was so pleasantly surprised by the entire experience. There wasn't a bad thing that happened. And you know me, I pretty much attract bad things. The only thing I will say. When I'm walking with my wife, wonderful time. Then my wife says, hey, would you go out and get me something?
Oh.
And then it's Hooker Central coming up to talk to me.
It's like flies on turds, man.
Dude, it's unbelievable. I told Kathy that. I said, you really need to walk like maybe 14 steps behind me just to see what happens to me when I'm in Vegas. And it's sweet, but most of the time I was with Kathy, so, you know, nobody bothered me. As soon as I was out on my own, I'm like, oh, my God, it is unbelievable. I mean, two sets of people came up. Hey, buddy, what's going on? I'm like, I'll tell you what's going on. I'm going to keep walking. You're not getting my money, and please leave me alone.
One of my highlight favorite moments, it was just a ridiculous moment. I was getting ready, I was waiting for the Uber to take me back to the airport, and as I'm standing there at the little Uber section at Planet Hollywood, there's a woman that's maybe 20 feet from me, just hunched over the curb, hurling.
Oh,
just,
nice. Oh,
older lady, yeah. Just, you could tell, like, she just had a night. And then finally, she's finished hurling, and I'm, of course, I'm like, here's the problem. I have glasses now. Like, so I always think I'm wearing sunglasses. And when I had, you know, when you have sunglasses, you kind of like watch people and nobody knows you're watching them. But I keep getting busted for like staring at people.
Oh,
I think,
right.
I think I got sunglasses on. So I'm staring at her. And she then finally looks at me, and that's when it hit me that I'm like, oh, these aren't sunglasses. Like, I'm legitimately watching this woman, probably looking.
You're probably judging.
Yes. I'm giving this look like, what is. And finally, she looks at me, and I look at her, and I go, I just kind of put my arms and go, Vegas.
Boy.
I mean, that's the best response, really.
Some other lady walks up there, starts rubbing her back. And like, I'm like, oh, boy, you're in for a long night, lady.
You and Joe, master words.
Yes.
Vegas.
Yeah, you're like Joe with the pickup lines over there.
I'd be happier that my Uber showed up soon after that.
You're like, hey, bye, have fun puking.
Right? You can rally.
Exactly. Oh. You gotta.
It was like noon.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Vegas, baby.
There is no time in Vegas, okay? There are no clocks.
Also, Sarah's right. No clocks, no microwave. They don't want you in that room. They just want you to be wherever the money is going to be lost.
Wherever you can spend money, they want you there.
Well, quick update real quick. We checked BJ's net worth earlier, and it was $900,000. It is now $20 million. So I don't know. Your winnings must have come in from Vegas.
Wait,
so,
what?
You know, you made money on the wedding.
Okay.
That's right. Yes, you did.
Somebody who listens to this show is effing with this.
Yes, site. It has to be.
Because.
How does it change that quick? Unless they finally did the tabulation on what you left for the open bar and that's how much money you got back.
Yeah.
Well, I will tell you, $20 million is my top number. I have never made that much money as in net worth. I'm very excited. I mean, they're about to raise interest rates, and look at me. I'm making money, baby.
Well, maybe you need to buy your daughter a home.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
$20 million.
Now that I'm married, you know.
Yeah.
That's the ultimate wedding.
I think
gift.
The idea is once you're married, I'm done, right?
Nope.
Allegedly.
Definitely still in your basement. Sorry.
Yeah, I know. That's the real thing. That's the real.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.